And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin in the Mighty 1090 studios with Ali from BD Outdoors, fishjump.com, local knowledge. We're talking some great fishing here by coastal, and we haven't even delved into the local knowledge right here in our own backyard that Ollie has. He's caught a lot of those big bluefin, too, for sure. So, a lot going on. Well, what a great prize we've put together, too, for one lucky caller.
Like, are you kidding me? A good prize? A fishing trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, fishing with Taro. If that wasn't enough, Ollie's thrown in a one-year subscription to Fish Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$69 value there to fishdope.com, a resource that is absolutely a must-have for any angler out there. You got to have Fish Dope. I look at it every day.
And we're talking about it all morning.
Yeah,
you know, just all the info that's put into it and all the intel that you can pull out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt about it. You want to get through a line open on each side at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. A line open on each side. Hey, I want to mention in today's San Diego Union Tribune, Bryce Miller, our buddy, has wrote an article about Don Arcillo, this is his fourth season coming into the TV for the Padres. I had the pleasure of taking those guys fishing on my boat Thursday, and there's an article in today's San Diego Union Tribune about the fishing trip and Don's love for fishing and a nice photo of some nice reds that we
caught.
How cool
is that?
You know, check that out in today's Union. It's cool.
It's nice to see the Union and Bryce pulling in some outdoors, you know?
You bet. And, you know, and we took Jim Brown, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Jim Brown's like the most awesome guy.
Yeah.
So former San Diego City Lakes director. And
good person all the way around.
Super good guy. But that's the thing about fishing. And I know you take a lot of customers and friends fishing, and you do too, Corey. Fishing is such a full circle deal. You don't have to be a hardcore fisherman to go out and enjoy the water and the ocean. We saw whales and all kinds of great stuff. It was a beautiful day on the water out there. And fishing is something that just entices people that are from different worlds, like Don, who's like a baseball guy, right? But he loves fishing, and you wouldn't know that unless you took him fishing and saw what passion
he was. I've heard him talk about it there with the Padres.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does transcend. You know, we talked about that on BD over the years. We've got everybody from your next-door plumber to judges, doctors, lawyers, and they're all on there just for the love of fishing.
Yeah.
You know, every walk of life imaginable, fishing kind of transcends all that.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to take your friends fishing, even if they say, I've never fished before. Say, give it a try.
I'll tell you what, Pete, some of my most memorable trips are, like you just mentioned, it's not the 10-pound calico.
No.
It's not the 150 calico day locally. It's seeing the whale and seeing the...
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen the mother whale with a calf going through the surf line. Like, holy criminy,
yeah.
You know? Like, just blow your mind kind of stuff, you know?
And there's a healing property to being out on the water. I was sicker than a dog earlier this week. And my wife goes, you're not going fishing with those guys. I know I got to go fishing with these. Promise these guys I'm going to take and fish them. I'm going.
And
I went. I felt better.
No, yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, I was tired, but by gosh, it's just such a healing property to be.
Funny how that works.
Isn't it?
That's why you got to call in sick and go fish.
That's right. Exactly, Ali. That's the point
just
right there.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't go to work today. I've got to go fishing. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to John. John's been very patient this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, John. Appreciate that very much. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. Ali, I enjoy the show on TV. And one of the episodes I had seen recently involved some fish that look like wahoos, and they're jumping through the air and through between you guys, even on the boat, and I was hoping you can talk a little bit about that particular trip.
Oh, yeah, I know just the one you're talking about, John. Thanks for watching, man. We really appreciate it. None of this stuff's possible without you guys. That was in Australia. So they have a fish. Most guys here probably heard of a kingfish. It's king mackerel. You know, they have them in Florida and the Gulf and all that, which is, it's a poor man's wahoo. You know, same family.
Are they good to eat?
Not really. they're known for smoked fish dip. And they are actually really good for that. They're kind of an oilier fish or whatever.
Okay. And like a barracuda.
Better than a barracuda. Somewhere between a barracuda and a wahoo. Let's give them that.
Okay.
They're fun to catch. It's a big fish, right? And so they have a version of that down in Australia when we went and fished with the Nomad guys. And they call it a barred Spanish mackerel. So, like, I've known the Nomad guys for almost 15, 20 years. And I've followed that stuff. That's been my bucket list trip forever. And it's all about the Napoleon Wrasse and the Dogtooth Snapper. That's all I wanted to catch. Dogtooth Tuna.
Yeah.
Right? Those two were – that was one and two, like, career all-time fish I wanted to catch.
Bucket list.
I mean, top. And I'm so lucky that my bucket list has really shrunk in the last few years a lot. But, I mean, those things have been there since the first time I saw them, you know, just so intrigued. But the fish that I did not expect was the barred Spanish mackerel. Down there, it's all surface fishing. So you're walking stick baits, you know, you're throwing those mad scads or fishing poppers. And these mackerel, I mean, the average size, I'd say, is probably 40 pounds. They're huge.
Whoa.
They come up from underneath that bait and sky. And the first time I saw it, you're just screaming like an idiot. I mean, there's nothing, it'll blow your mind. It's crystal.
They attack it from down top, right?
Underneath,
right out of the water,
right? They're on the deep part of the reef. We're usually drifting over the atolls and all that. You slide off the edge, and now you're catching dogtooth tuna, GTs, and the barred Spanish mackerel. And the first one I saw came out of the water, and it had my popper in its mouth, and it must have gone 8 feet. Completely unexpected. I'm just like, you know, after you're blown away there, you just start screaming and hollering and all that. And then, coincidentally, they also happen to be the favorite food of the gnarliest sharks I've ever seen in my life, the silver tip reef sharks. And I mean, that thing, the minute it's hooked, it's game on for the sharks. They know, they get, you know, they can sense that panic or thrashing or whatever. If you don't get that thing to the boat quick, I mean, those sharks will shred it, and I'm not exaggerating, 3 seconds.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So it's like the mad race to get them to the boat, get them released and all that. But the bites were just phenomenal. And we figured out if we took the hooks out of the DTX minnows, the deep water trolling plugs, and trolled them around the edge of the reef, the mackerel, and there's no shortage of them, would just pound that lure, and they would just get more pissed off because they weren't getting a meal and they weren't getting hooked.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out what was going on. And Damon, the guy that runs the operation, had never seen this. As soon as we'd see that thing getting zip, 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 we'd throw the poppers or the stick baits behind the boat, and that it was on. I mean, you would whip them up almost like into a chum frenzy. And they would come sailing out of the water.
Wow.
The craziest thing ever. And we're just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen on the ocean. Fish after fish after fish. But then we realized that they get really brazen. And one day we were out there, and my buddy was casting off the back of the boat, and he's working a stick bait back. And I mean, from here to that wall, 12 feet away, we all happen to be looking back, and you see the head of the mackerel coming out of the water, and it's coming in the boat. There's no misconception, no nothing.
Traveling
this
50 miles an hour.
Fish,
right?
With a mouth like a chainsaw.
Oh.
Like, I mean, straight wahoo teeth, but bigger and more prehistoric looking.
Oh.
We all see it, and I'm on the starboard gunwale. So is Damon, the guy that runs the operation. My buddy and the cameraman are in the back. And fortunately, we see it coming. I jump back at least 25 feet, seeing this thing come, get on the gunwale on the opposite side of the boat. Damon, the owner, it's coming for his chest. He jumps over into the water, and he's holding on to the rail. Remember the aforementioned silvertip reef sharks?
Yep.
There's 50 of them that we can see underneath
him.
Looking for the panicked.
Oh, my gosh. And this thing goes right over the outboard, comes right between, you know, your rod holders and the gunwale on the console there, goes to the front of the boat. We run around, get Damon out of the water, and this thing just proceeds. It was 75-pound fish. 75-pound fish just tore the boat to pieces.
Oh.
Bit everything, and you can't touch it. Like, it's covered in hooks from other lures and stuff.
Oh.
So we all had to sit on the gunwales. Once we realized we weren't dead, we had a great laugh at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got this on film.
Oh, you got it on film.
Yeah, and what episode is that? So if people want to go back and
I think that was the first one we did last year.
Yeah.
I think it was like season 3, episode 1. Okay. But then the next day, we're doing the same thing because we're not very smart, right? We're getting whipped up again, and this is all going to be great. right next to the boat, 5 feet. I'm bringing my lure out of the water, and a little one, like a 12-pounder, hits my lure, takes it sideways, and doesn't stick. As soon as that thing lure hits the water, a 40-pounder comes up 5 feet out of the boat, comes straight at my heart, literally right at my heart. I somehow managed to move and get my left arm up, and its fins grab my shirt going underneath my armpit.
Oh, what?
We are like 500 miles from civilization. And wow. I asked Damon, I go, dude, if that thing hit me, he's like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, you're dead.
You're dead. That's
wow.
it. I mean, you imagine a wahoo hitting you at the chest that weighs 40 pounds, 50 pounds, is going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Even with its mouth closed.
A wahoo gnarlier teeth.
It would have gone.
If you haven't seen that episode, you need to revisit
it.
Oh,
that dude,
episode.
I get
it's
chills
cool.
just talking
yeah.
about it. You know, you know when you get away with one, I got away with
yeah,
one that
that's
day.
Huge.
It was crazy.
I'm going home subscribing.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
It was terrifying.
So, Damon, who owns Nomad Lures, yep. is one of our new sponsors here. I know he's been a sponsor of yours for a long time there
yep.
at BD Outdoors, as well as Local Knowledge.
That's
what
awesome.
A great guy, and what incredible product.
Dude, the nicest people
yeah.
ever. Like I said, I met Damon at a Fred Hall show, I think our first year there with BD 15 years ago. Always kept in contact with him, got a bunch of mutual friends. And then that was one of the reasons he came on as a sponsor for BD and Local Knowledge, was he has this new line of lures. We've all seen lures. We've seen lures come and go.
Yeah.
Went down there, and, I mean, I was so blown away. I don't want to support anything that I don't totally believe in, but they're so unique. The finishes are unreal. They're tough as nails,
yep.
you know, and they've been a great partner.
Yeah.
And I fished. Damon was my guide down there for, you know, 8 days or something like that. Got to be real good buddies. He's just like us. Guy loves to fish and have a good time. Does not take himself seriously. And he is honestly more serious, and you're probably the same way, Corey, about lures than he is the actual fish.
Right.
His
right.
passion is figuring out yeah. the best way to trick a fish.
And he's got so many different types,
yeah.
too.
To design the lure right, but draw the bites, and that to me is the magic. Really.
That is. And I mean, you can do your stuff out of rubber, and it's, you know, I don't think it's crazy difficult for you to make a tweak to a bait here or tweak there. I mean, all of his lures are hard lures.
Yeah,
he's tweaking steel molds that are the size of pickup trucks, you know, all that stuff. And he will not, he's obsessed with it, you know. And he's had some issues along the way. And what does he do? You got an issue with the lure, he replaces it, you know, and he makes it better and he makes it stronger. And if it stands up to the fish down there, I mean, dogtooth tunas, right, GTs, Napoleon wrasses, everything down there has teeth and is trying to kill you. That is like standard for Australia, you know. He's building them for the harshest environment ever, and you'll go on the Nomad trip. You will not use a piece of bait for 7 days straight.
Wow.
And if I could
cool.
say something, a guy like that that's got his hands on everything and designing and tweaking and making it right, there's a lot of guys that have already at that point sold their company
yep.
to a mass manufactured kind of deal. Yeah. Not a bad thing, but for him to have his hands still on it and be local little guy – selling them nationally, but still a local little guy. Well, internationally, I mean, yeah,
yeah.
excuse me, that's
yeah.
what I meant. And to still have that, it's a pretty golden little
yeah.
thing. It's a reason why I won't let go of what I do.
No, and I don't think.
And what you do, Corey, there's nothing like what you do. Hand make every. He pours every single.
We were talking
shit.
About it in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
dude, what are your days like right now, leading up to Fred Hall?
Yeah. It's like a red eye flight for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
What are the next 3 weeks going to be like? But,
yeah.
but what I'm saying is, this guy doing that, it's pretty incredible. Nomad Lures and Rick. And Ken Corwin were telling me that they track so true, and there's
yeah.
nothing you can
oh,
do
good
wrong.
Stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. And Damon will be at Fred Hall Long Beach.
Yes, sir.
And we're hoping that he's going to be on the radio show, the live broadcast we do at the Hyatt Regency there. So
that'll be
Damon
awesome.
He'll be there talking about Nomad on Let's Talk Hookup, and he'll be talking about Nomad and the Nomad Lure booth at Fred Hall Long Beach. And I'm not sure he's going to be at Del Mar, but he'd definitely be at Long Beach.
I know he's at Long Beach, but, yeah, I'd encourage you, just go check him out.
Great
you
guy.
Know, ask him some questions. You will see within 1 minute of talking to him that he is absolutely passionate about this. That is his life's work, man, is making those lures.
A master craftsman. I love it.
For sure.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's find out what's going on. Our fishdope.com report from your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is right here in the Catch Report, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to San Diego, Now, the Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, all their famous stuff, their tuna burgers and more. Pick it up at their Liberty Station location or just order it online and have it shipped right to your door at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to Fish Dope reporter extraordinaire, the one and only, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Pete. Thank you. Hey, Corey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
And then there's my boss, Ollie. How are you, my friend?
What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hey, it's really cool for everybody that's listening to have Ollie in the studio, because if you want to wonder what's going on at Fish Dope or how it's all working together, if you got Ollie or you got Jason, you guys have the best knowledge that you're possibly going to have. Now, those of us that fish every single day, we use that product all the time, and it matters. And in the summertime, guys, when we're out there offshore fishing, and now at San Clemente Island, you can get the internet. I can go on to Fish Dope and go see if I missed anything, because they update the reports during the day. And don't think a lot of us captains don't use it, because we do, even though they're not going to tell you they do.
Indeed.
So over at Catalina, guys, there's a phenomenal amount of squid on the backside of the island. In between weather, there's been some sea bass caught over there. You got to go in between the weather. And don't look at Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, because you don't want to look at it. Like Wooly said, it'll scare the heck out of you. So, but in between the weather breaks, you can get over to Catalina. It looks like, in the words of Mark Wish, a powder keg going to go off over there. If we ever get 8 or 10 days of consistent weather with the amount of food over there, I think we're going to see some phenomenal sea bass fishing at Catalina this year. Then on the coast, sculpin and halibut seems to be the thing. Now, there's an area off of Dana Point that's been producing for the last couple of weeks in between the weather and about 120 to 150 feet of water. And once again, go over to Fish Dope and you can get all that information. I'm going to get going here, guys. Me and Kelly are going to go see if we can catch some sand bass this morning. I just wanted to make sure I got on the radio with you guys quick.
All right. Well, you have a great time fishing sand bass. Of course, fishdope.com. Dave reports. Mark Wish gives all the numbers, all the information, how to catch them, where to catch them. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, I got a really cool website. Thanks to Ollie, Jason, they helped me put this thing together. We work together with Fish Dope. And my part of the deal is I'm just showing you what to do once you figure out where the fish are and you get to where they are, how to rig, how to tie up, how to use your fish finder. And just every kind of thing that you could possibly imagine that has to do with fishing in Southern California. I got 4 to 5 minute videos all over the website, and I add new videos every month. So check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com.
All right. Go catch them, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that report very much indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Corey. They're packed. Want to talk to Ollie?
They are packed. They're totally loaded up. Let's take Rich. Rich from Chula Vista. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Rich.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good, man.
You had a question for us.
Yeah, I just wondering, if you guys have a preference, I know everyone's strategic when they tie on their knots and all that with surface irons. Do you guys like to tie on the wound of the ring or away from it?
I like away. That's a funny question. You get those serious surface iron guys, and you probably get a different answer from most of them. But I like to keep that out of the eye myself, just because, I think the cleanest pull you get on any lure with – it's the same thing with split rings, man. If I tie one over the joint up, that's getting cut immediately. I don't think it'll actually break me off, but it's just that little bit of confidence in my head not nagging at me.
Yeah, what about you, Corey?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because you could do subtle little things with a surface iron. And, I'm not a huge surface iron guy. I love doing it. It's one of my favorite things. I like to tie up toward the weld, okay?
To keep close to the weld.
I like to keep the weld out of the surface iron, because it'll kind of lock it up sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
Nope, totally.
But here's the thing. If you have a surface iron that doesn't swim the way you're tying it on, change it up, because that little subtle thing could make it actually better.
Good point.
Yes.
Just change the balance of the whole thing.
It does, and it could be for the better, so it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
To try it up. You know?
And one other thing I started doing, I used to always tie like a double uni onto my surface iron or a double San Diego for twice the line. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think it swims better with a more compact knot, like a single uni or even a regular San Diego. I think you get that bulky knot, especially on the heavier leader stuff, like for the bluefin, you know, we're throwing 80-pound,
yes,
and you do a double knot on that thing. I totally think it affects the way the lure swims.
Well,
that
Springer knot might work on that because
I'm not
it's
familiar
a real
with that
super
one.
Low profile. Go on our YouTube channel. It's John Collins tied it for us. I love that knot. I've been using it.
Right
and
on.
It's super low profile. It's a double knot.
Okay.
But it's super low profile.
That's crazy.
And
I love
strong.
It.
They catch 200-pound tunas on it.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
That's something, you know, man, I get so stuck in my... I'm like a three-knot guy.
Me too.
You know, it's either a uni, it's a Palomar, or, you know, a clinch. I'm not even a San Diego guy.
Yeah.
And that's all I use. But, you know, like my buddy's been tying, you know, for braid to leader, we've been doing uni to uni forever. It's only 70% knot or 80% knot, whatever, but it doesn't break. It's easy to tie. You can do it in the dark. He's been doing an improved Bristol.
Uh-huh.
Look that one up if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It is so
very similar
clean.
To the John Collins.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes,
it's so
similar.
Clean, so compact, fires through the guides, even in heavier line. Like, you can still teach an old dog new tricks.
Hey, you mentioned that. I used to be a back-to-back uni guy, you know, 80-pound Spectre to 60, 80-pound leader, and off we go, right? Well, I've gone to the John Collins RP knot, and it is so clean.
So clean,
and
so easy.
Freshwater fishing, you know, with like 50-pound braid and a 25-pound leader, I can get it through the guides, and it's beautiful. You know, the only thing that I have is with making 1,000 casts, I've got to retie because that it just weakens going through the guide, all the friction,
Good point.
Time and time and time and time again, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta
be aware of that for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. We've had so many patient callers, Pete. Let's talk to Dana. Dana's calling from La Jolla. Thanks for calling us this morning, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Ali, good to hear from you. I watch your show on the Internet with great interest. I grew up in South Florida, so I always thought about going back there and bringing some of our San Diego stuff back there, like a Shimano Flatfall or a Salus 6X Junior or a Taddy 45. I don't know if they fish with that stuff back there or not, but I was wondering, do you have any idea about what they use back there that might be interesting to try out here?
Man, the one thing that they do back there that I think is we don't do enough of here is and this is specifically to Key West. They call it, you know, light tackle fishing, which is the center consoles, not the big sport fishers. They anchor a lot. I mean, rush anchors all day long, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. And then it's a live bait fishery, very similar to ours. They have pilchards, which are kind of look like those fat belly sardines you get down in the Sea of Cortez, but the chum bag. We never use chum bags here, right?
Yes.
And, dude,
And you can buy them in the stores there, right?
You can get them at Dana Landing.
Oh, you can?
Oh, I get them there now. Like, if I'm going to make mackerel now, I will not go without a chum bucket. Like, you just flip that thing over the side, and they find you. And we did an episode where we tried doing kind of Rush's program, pull up to the kelp, throw the anchor down. Instead of, you know, he's on a structure spot. We're on the kelp line, which is technically a structure spot. Put the bag out and start the chumming. And, I mean, immediately you start to see the smelt show up.
The smelt, the blacksmith perch.
Yep. Then it turns into mackerel, right? Then you're so covered in mackerel, they're everywhere. But the thing that we found, man, put on a big bait, bigger sardine, feed it back there in the mackerel, and the mackerel aren't going to eat that sardine, but big calicos will, you know? And I think, and I haven't taken the time to do it, but I think you sit on that spot long enough, why aren't the sea bass going to show up?
You know, you're bringing
up
a really key thing because when, like in nature, I mean, when the deer are comfortable is when the birds are comfortable and the turkey are
it's all together.
So when the big bass and the big yellows, the home guard yellows, see the smelt comfortable and the mackerel comfortable and feeding and in their element, it's a comfort factor.
Yeah.
It brings them in, the sea bass, too.
You know, Rush calls it building life. Like, a lot of times we'll anchor on a grouper or snapper spot. He won't even let me put a bait in the water for 20 minutes. And I can see him back there eating the chum. I'm going crazy, you know.
He's like, come on now.
Let it roll. Let it build. Let everybody show up and get comfortable. Yeah, and I mean, we did it for a show here. It worked awesome. I had a buddy who's got a couple real young kids, like 4 and 7, want to get them on their first fish. I'm like, dude, grab the chum bucket. You know, you get a kid a mackerel, that's a win. You get him a calico, that's a home run.
Yeah.
And we went straight to the gap in a Point Loma kelp there and threw the anchor down. And it makes everything happen so much faster that's something that I think that we could definitely do more of around here.
Good point.
Interesting. That's a good.
Yeah, like, and they have them at Dana Landing.
You get them at Dana Landing. You know, yeah, I think West Marine even has them in the freezer over there. You can get them. You know, you just got to kind of look for it. And on the bait making side, all I do is I poke holes in the lid, and then after I'm done, I pour the water out. I put it in my fish box so it's chilled all day. And then, you know, I go and throw it in the freezer at home, put it in a trash bag. I refreeze it because you're only using a little bit of it.
Sure.
And I just keep reusing the same bucket. And I'm telling you, man, like, we struggle to make mackerel sometimes. It's it's impossible.
It's
it is the great equalizer. It makes such a big difference.
Yeah. It's constant chum. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Hey, good hint. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Man, Dana had a great question.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Ollie, more from all this cool information. I can't wait. We're on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long-range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half and full day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 and just an action-packed show. It's amazing how fast.
Great show. Great to have Ali in the studio and great to have you too, Corey.
I love being in here. Are you kidding me?
We'll be doing it again next Saturday too. You'll be hosting with me next Saturday because Ricky will be fishing in that Bay Bass tournament.
Well, that's...
The rescheduled Bay Bass Tournament, which is supposed to rain again.
Well,
but not blow 40 knots.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a good plan that they canceled it that
day. I have one thing
it...
to say about that.
Yeah.
The fish are already wet. They don't know any different.
Exactly. It's the only thing is the wind, yeah, for sure.
Right.
But you'll be with us next Saturday, and a great show. Sean from Fisherman's Processing will be with us talking about fish processing and how to take care of your fish and all that.
Always good information.
Lots,
and that guy... You know, he's come up with so much stuff over the years with adding on with what they're doing and the retail market now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
I
all
love
good
it.
Stuff. Yeah. Hey, I mentioned yesterday that we had two spots open up on a Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boat Lake El Salto trip on.
What?
Yes, Corey, your favorite spot. On April 9th through the 13th, we just it's been sold out for months and months and months. And we just had two spots that opened up. If you want to go with us, we're going to Billy Chapman Senior's Resort. It's $18.25 per person, includes everything. 3.5 days of fishing, not just 3 days. 3.5, you get a full half day of fishing the morning we'd come back. All your lodging, all your meals, four nights lodging, great meals down there. All your beverages, your beer, your margaritas, everything, and your transportation from the airport, either Mazatlan or Culiacan. And if you want to go, grab one of those two spots. It's Harold Davis and myself will be hosting the trip, $18.25. Just email me at pete@hookup1090.com or give me a call in the office at 619-223-4665. First two people that want to grab it, get it.
Awesome time of the year for top
water. Oh, boy.
My gosh.
Early April, are you kidding?
It's no bad time there at all, but,
yeah, but
when you
that's...
talk about April and going on a trip with you and
Harold
Davis, are you kidding me? And the thing with Billy Chapman Sr.'s place, so you understand the whole thing, he doesn't book except for when the nets are out of the water.
Exactly.
So the only dates that he's open, the dates you're going with Pete, are going to be the dates that the nets out of the water.
There's no tilapia nets in the
water. Well, let me explain you. You try to get in on any other resort or place on El Salto, those dates are booked up solid. You're not going to get
2 years in advance.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. So if you want to go, it's an opportunity. And I love Billy Chapman Senior's Resort because it's small.
Right on the water.
Right. Yeah. And the crazy thing is he fishes in pongas. Those pongas are so much more comfortable and more fishable than the bass boats. I can't even tell you. They're really fun.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. So you want to join us, grab those spots. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. We've had so many patient callers. Lines are packed up. Let's talk to John. John calling from Mira Mesa. Welcome to the show this morning, John.
Hi, John. Oh, missed John there.
Well, let's go to Matt. Matt from Linda Vista.
Hi,
welcome,
Matt.
To the show.
Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just had a question. Does FishDope have a resource for surf fishermen? And or if it doesn't, what's the best way to kind of look online to see what the water's doing near the surf?
Yeah, we touch on that a little bit, you know, but it's really not our specialty, to be honest. We, you know, when we get a good report or whatever, we're always going to use that and pass that info along. But, you know, the surf fishing guys are a little more tight-lipped, I would say, and it's a lot of a hit-and-run fishery. You know, those guys kind of throw the rod in the car and go hit it for a couple hours after work, and it's sort of scattered. We don't get a ton of info, but when we do, we definitely do share it. There are a couple of forums that are out there that are just dedicated to surf fishing. I think the one that our buddy runs is scsurf.com, but if you Google surf fishing forums, you'll find some stuff there, and it's all SoCal-related, and there's plenty of good dudes on there that are sharing info.
Yeah, and, of course, our buddy Bill Varney, fishthesurf.com has always got a great resource, great fishing resource. And if you're into surf fishing, don't miss with Corey Sandin and Bill Varney that seminar up at Fred Hall Long Beach on Friday. That's
and Wes. I mean,
Wes, yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Some of the craziest stuff you've ever seen.
So,
truly.
Yeah. So don't miss that. We talked about it earlier. You can book it right at Fred Hall. .com on the Long Beach link, and $30 on Friday. And the cool thing is, benefits CCA California. So,
and your $30 is part of your entry into the show.
Entry into the show. Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, guys. Man, I really enjoyed Ali's discussion of the dynamics of the intersections of currents. That was great inside baseball. Thanks for that.
Oh,
that
thank
that
you.
Was really entertaining.
Hope it helps.
Yeah. You know, and if it doesn't help,
at least it really gives us some insight on the kinds of things that really make a difference.
And you'll see it yourself, and it'll all start to click. You know, it's one of those things you kind of got to see and experience, but keep your eyes open out there, and I think you'll start to see those pockets of life, and focus on that, man. Stay where the fish and the bait are. Even if you don't see the fish, stay where the bait's at, you know?
They'll be there eventually, right?
Yeah, they'll find it sooner or later.
Right? I mean, the cows have to find the grass. I mean, it's just part of their food chain that they've got to have.
And especially with the tunas, you know, a lot of times they'll go deep in the middle of the day, and you don't see them, and you're through an area in the morning that looked like it was crazy, and then you come back, you know, you kind of peters out, but, hey, you know, if you hang around there, good stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, they can't go too far when the food's around.
Exactly.
My question for today is, I'm up on the Central Coast, so most of the time I'm launching out of Morro Bay or Avila Bay, and I'm wondering, how far north does your service go, and how can I take advantage of it?
We go all the way to Point Conception, and the reason for that is pretty simple. In order to deliver the info that these guys do with FishTope every day, it's about connections, you know, and who you know, and so for us, we've really focused on our backyard, and we've got reporters basically from Ventura all the way down to San Quintin. And we would love to expand, you know, people are like, well, bring it to Florida or whatever. I mean, it takes, we would love to franchise it, but you've got to have a guy that, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of with FishTope is the guys that are giving us info, they trust us. You know, Jeff and Jason and Danny, those guys are really professional filters. They know what info to give out. They know how to qualify info. We get reports all the time where we're like, yeah, no.
So
somebody's exaggerating, or it was just, and those guys filter that info.
Yep.
And that's really hard to do. You know, you can say, oh, we're going to do FishTope, you know, South Carolina. And you can set up the website, generate the maps. All that's easy. But it's that local intel and that local knowledge of, you know, what is,
right,
what's real, what's not. You know, if somebody was to, well, in the last few years, you know, anything's possible, it seems like, on the fishing front.
For
but
sure.
In January, if somebody told us they were catching bluefin tuna, for instance, we'd say you were crazy.
Yeah, but it really happened.
But it really happened. Yeah. And so these guys are on top of that, all day, every day, and kind of figuring it out.
That's why FishDope.com is such a great resource.
It is. You're getting the advantage of a lot of years of time on the water and relationships.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go live down to Lake El Salto. Rock Cod Rick Max is on the line. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Are you catching some bass?
Yeah, we're having a great time. We're off to a really good start. It's been a good morning, perfect weather, and good fishing. Steve Pinard, who's my fishing partner, has got big fish of the morning so far with a 4-pounder. lots of good filler fish to go with it. It's been really fun. And catching them in fun ways, too. We've been fishing 4-inch MC swim baits and underspin lead heads and a 3-0 Gamakatsu hook. It's really good right now. We're having a really good time. The place has been awesome, and we're only at day one. We couldn't be more stoked.
All right, and how's Billy Chapman Sr.'s resort?
I really liked it. You know, this is my first time staying at Bill Chapman Sr.'s place, and it's really nice. I really like how just like homey it is. It's real big. It's very comfortable. The rooms are very nice. The showers are good. The food's been good. Like, we're really stoked. And you were dead right on the Pongas, man. This is the way to go. The boats are considerably more roomy and spacious and stable. It's great. All thumbs up so far.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Dude, it is so perfect. Steve and I are as stoked about the weather as we are the fishing. I mean, it's really nice down here. T-shirts, flip-flops, and board shorts right now for the next few days. It's probably 75 to 80 degrees right now with the sun out.
Sweet. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. And getting into the lodge, they pick you up right there at the Culiacan Airport. A couple hours later, you're down at the lodge, right?
Oh, man, the process couldn't be more easy. Yeah, it's a very short flight. We did a TJ to see, you know, via CBX, and it's a, you know, it's an hour and a half flight, and maybe an hour and a half van ride with the boys with a quick stop for some cervezas, and super easy, super fun, and, you know, they get you right to the lodge, did a steak dinner last night, and they're treating us very well here. We're having a really good time.
Cool, man. And how about those little, the little small Pacificos they have on the boat? Have you had any of those yet?
We've had a couple
already. Oh, boy.
So we want to not be judged, but yeah, there's a pile of them that have already there's a pile of dead soldiers that are already wound up.
Well, it's an hour or two later down there, so what do you think, right? You know, for sure.
Exactly. point. I mean, at any time where you're wearing a T-shirt and you're below the border, it's an appropriate time for them, and we've been taking full advantage.
And those things are small, you know. They're only, what, 6.5, 7 ounces? So
couple
what
sips.
The heck, right?
Couple sips. I mean, yeah. There's nothing wrong with a couple sips.
All that's part of the lodge, too. Well, Greg, hey, you guys continue to have fun. Who are you fishing with?
Steve and I are fishing with Captain Jose right now. We're having good fishing, and he just hung another one. So yeah, I think I gotta
get
back to
you
it.
You better
life
get back
is good
on.
Down here. We're having a really good time, and yeah, I can't wait to give you the full report next weekend.
All right, sounds great, Rick. Have a great time, and I know you're coming back to do the Bay Bass Tournament on Saturday, and back in the studio on Sunday. So have a great time down there at Lake El Salto, and thanks for checking in with us this morning.
Thanks, boys. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Such
that.
Such a
much.
Killer deal,
that
man.
That sound like fun or
you know
what?
To be able to leave in the morning and be able to fish in the evening.
Yeah, he was on the show yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was down there, I promise you, with enough time to walk down. If they didn't take the boat out, they were down there with enough time to walk
cast.
Down to the lake for an hour and fish. I promise you.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
he can't beat it. And to go with you in April?
Yeah.
To the same place?
Yeah, I know. It's a cool spot.
Right.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Joe. Joe's calling from San Marcos. Welcome to the show this morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I
Great.
Was wondering when we're expecting the bluefin tuna back up in the San Diego area. And I was also going to mention the Fish Brain app. It's kind of cool. You can share your catches with people, and it's free to take pictures and, you know, share what you catch.
So, okay, Ollie, get your crystal ball out. When are we going to see those bluefin biting full speed in San Diego again?
I think if there's one thing that I've learned in the last 3 or 4 years of these bluefin around is I know nothing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the guys I look up to and talk to, guys like the Beak and Grossbeck and, you know, Lasley and those guys, they're just like, you know, these guys are in their 60s now. They're like, this has never happened before. They used to kind of have, a gauge on it. The one thing that's different this year in this whole cycle, I think we're in, what, year 4 of this now or something, they're still here.
Yeah.
We had a buddy shoot one in La Jolla Canyon 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean, like, in La Jolla Canyon, right off the beach. We had guys that we put up on fish up off of Carlsbad. I mean, I want to say it was 3 weeks ago, probably.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and a friend of mine who's an absolute stone killer, he rolled into them. He's like, they were within 3/4 of a mile of where you told me they would be. And he goes, the first school I rolled up on was straight jumbos.
Ooh.
And then they had 3 or 4 other schools up. So they were moving fast, you know, kind of acting more like traditional bluefin, more frustration and can't even get a lure to them kind of thing. But they were doing it. And there was, you know, some of the hot stick guys got out there and got 1, 2, 3 fish while that was happening.
Were they on schooled anchovies?
It was on small bait, anchovy or whatever that, you know, the stuff that's so small you can't tell.
And how cool, Eric, one of your guys, Eric, put Jim Decker onto the first bluefin of the season for the club up there out of Newport.
Yeah, I mean, those guys in that bass boat have done some crazy things over the last couple of years. And, yeah, I mean, Jimmy Decker and the fish that broke the internet, you know, they found a school that wanted to bite, got a lure in it, and got it done. So I'm hopeful because they're hanging around. You know, we know they've been around the last few years, but, you know, nobody talked about them in January. Nobody saw them. And, you know, we talked to the spotter plane guys, and we fly a spotter plane, and, you know, a little glimpse here, a glimpse there. But I think the fact that they're around and showing right now,
pretty incredible.
Man, we might have another one of those marches where it's just popper madness. Yeah, I mean, remember that year we went down and it was we got the tip
that
of the iceberg.
Like early April, late March?
I think that was late March. Was it like right after Del Mar that we went? Man, we smoked them that day.
That was
some good fishing, you know. So hopefully that'll happen again, and I don't think it's going to be long. I really don't.
Okay, we're on it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry is calling from Corona. Welcome to the show this morning,
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good, thanks.
Hey, longtime listener, and I've also been a subscription to Fish Dope. Ali, it's good to hear your voice. We've communicated before. I'm really good friends with your brother. But my question for you is, any idea on the mobile app when it's going to be available?
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier on the show, but we've got the first beta version of it right now, and I believe while I was off goofing around in Florida last week, the boys set it up to Apple for approval. So I would expect to see a beta, you know, in the next week, 2 weeks, I would say. And then by Fred Hall, that's definitely going to be one of our, you know, our big topics that we're going to be pushing is this new app. And I'll tell you, man, like, those guys handle the development stuff. I try to stay out of it. Just let me know when it's done. And I got the first look at it maybe 3 weeks ago. I was impressed. It looks beautiful. It works good. It's totally feature rich. I mean, it blows away what we had before. Right now,
easy
you're going
to use.
Very easy to use. Right now, you're going to get all the base features, the, you know, the kind of the bread and butter of it, and then they're going to add features along the way. We've got a bunch of other cool stuff we're doing. We're adding wind, you know, and some other weather information right there in the palm of your hand. The caching of the maps, so you'll have, as long as you check it and download the current maps before you leave the shore or get out of service, it'll all download into your phone. It'll stay in your phone, and you can literally watch yourself driving up on the temp breaks.
Wow.
Or the spots that you have marked. You can plan your whole day's route right there on your phone or on your tablet, and it'll give you headings, GPS numbers, all that stuff. And that's one of the things I'm real big on. Like, I got to plan before I even leave the dock. Yeah. I'm going to do this, do that, check this, check that. And I just think it makes so much more efficient use of your time on the water. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's all we got.
Burn
right?
less fuel.
You know, hopefully burn less fuel as well.
Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Isn't that the logo? The slogan?
That's totally the slogan, man. I mean, that's the whole idea behind it, you know, is really to save you time and get you on fish and hopefully get more people catching fish.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's your whole gig in the game is to keep people into it, keep fish on the deck and...
For sure.
And how much extra is that new app going to cost members?
Absolutely nothing.
It's free.
That's crazy.
How about that? Huh?
So somebody listen to this, and I want to know myself. What does the one-year subscription, let's say we're using the hookup now from Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep. It's going to be $169, and if you use the hookup now code, you're going to save $20. If you come to the show and sign up with us, we'll give you a free shirt and a free hat. So,
wow.
I mean,
Use the code at the show.
No, not at the show. The special for the show will be you get a free T-shirt and a hat.
That's $169.
Exactly. You get a $20 shirt and a $20 hat thrown in. It's really knocking your price down.
Yeah. Honestly, you can't beat that. You can't beat if you charge that a month for the 3 or 4 months of the offshore season. If you just used it for 2 months, you're well, way more than paying for it.
I tell people all the time, I am super biased. It's Fish Hope's a big part of how we make a living. You know, we're really proud of it. But, man, if you're a private boat guy.
How do you not have it?
That's what I'm not here to sell anybody. Subscribe, don't subscribe. But, like, for me personally, it would have been a no-brainer. And anybody who is into fishing, it'll save you money. It absolutely will.
And we talked about earlier, if you're the private boat guy that goes fishing with your buddies, what a better thing to carry with you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And it's leaps and bounds over anything else that's available. I can tell you that.
And the upcoming app to be included in what you're describing.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And the thing that let us take it to the next level was having a good subscriber base so we can reinvest. You know, we'd always dream before Fish Dope of having a spotter plane, but that's impossible if you're just one dude paying for it. You know, you pool enough people together and suddenly that's something you can afford to do and develop new software and add new features, and so we're really, really proud of what.
And you really have a spotter plane.
We really have a plane.
Yeah.
And it really flies. The only bummer about the spotter plane is, as we all know here, is during the spring, we get overcast conditions.
Yeah. Marine layer.
I mean, no cheating the marine layer. And so that is kind of a bummer early in the year, but as we roll into fall, that thing goes away, man, and we're on that 1-2 days a week. If we know that there's fish somewhere that hasn't been checked out yet, we'll do our best to get the plane up, you know, the next day and get on it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call.
Man, some good information. Talking bloody decks, talking fish dope. We're going to be right back with Ollie. We're going to find out who's won a one-year subscription and a trip on the Liberty. We'll be right back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And Ollie pulled a name out of the hat. We came up with Ed out of Mira Mesa. Ed's going to win that one-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing and the one-year Fish Dope subscription. You're going to be totally stoked on that, Ed.
Indeed. Congratulations, Ed. And very good job, Corey Sandin, and thank you for hosting with me today, and you'll be back next Saturday.
I love being in here.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's going to be great. And, Ollie, always a pleasure having you. I know you're a busy guy, and it's hard to lasso you and get you in here, but it's always a pleasure, and let's do it again.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. I love coming in and checking in with you guys once or twice a year.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just good to kind of catch up and see where we left off.
And, of course, you'll be at Miami Boat Show, and then, of course, Fred Hall Long Beach.
Yes, sir. We'll be in both spots. Got a little bit of travel ahead of us here, and then we can look forward to some of that spring fishing.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to that. Well, thanks for that. And, of course, fishdope.com, BD Outdoors.
Yep, localknowledge.tv. We got a bunch of web addresses there. Yeah, check us out.
Don't forget to watch those episodes on Local Knowledge. It's cool.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
it. You're doing a great job with that. All right. Hey, next Saturday and Sunday, Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing with Corey and myself next Saturday. And then, Corey, you're going to be at the Bay Bass thing, too, after that, right?
Hey, we got a lot on the plate.
Yeah, you do. And then next Sunday, Mike Wynn and Mark Lampson from Turner's Outdoorsman talking Fred Hall deals, I'll bet, for sure, next Saturday. And, of course, Ricky will be back from El Salto then talking some fishing and, of course, talking about Bay Bass, too. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.